You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saudara pendengar, jajak pendapat baru menunjukkan bahwa sebagian besar warga Australia tidak memiliki kesadaran penuh akan masalah dan perawatan kesehatan mental. Jajak pendapat itu dilakukan di tengah kekhawatiran atas jumlah pasien penderita penyakit jiwa yang datang ke bagian gawat darurat dan waktu tunggu yang panjang yang harus mereka hadapi. Hal ini telah menyebabkan panggilan untuk pendanaan yang lebih besar untuk memenuhi kebutuhan di sektor kesehatan mental. Berikut ini Samantha Bianic Brooks melaporkan. Jajak pendapat baru menunjukkan 4 dari 5 warga Australia merasa terlalu sedikit yang dilakukan untuk meningkatkan kesadaran akan masalah atau perawatan kesehatan mental. Jajak pendapat yang dilakukan oleh Rumah Sakit Wesley Sydney telah menemukan 3 dari 5 partisipan menyatakan lebih banyak lagi yang perlu dilakukan dalam bidang itu. Dalam kelompok usia 18 hingga 24 tahun, 90% responden merasa lebih banyak yang bisa dilakukan. Kepala Eksekutif dari Way Ahead Mental Health Association, Elizabeth Priestley, mengatakan sistem itu dapat membingungkan orang.
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised at all. The mental health system is extremely complex, for number one. And, you know, even if you've been working in the mental health system for a long time, it's still very difficult to maneuver and understand where the best options are for people to seek help and what's available for people to seek help.
Priestley mengatakan tidak ada jalan yang jelas tentang bagaimana pendekatan terbaik bagi warga penderita penyakit jiwa.
When if you suspect somebody might be unwell, you're not necessarily inclined to ask how they are or, you know, are you okay? Because if they answer no, I'm not, the fear of what do I do then? What's the next word I say? How do I approach that person? And so there's a level of fear there, which is really due to, I guess, ignorance about how to deal with somebody who may be going through a difficult time.
Presiden dari Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Dr. Kim Jenkins, mengatakan pendidikan telah dimulai, namun akan memakan waktu.
It's infinite how much we need to do, actually, in the way of education. Kids at school are getting much more in the way of mental health awareness and being educated a lot more earlier on. Perhaps it'll take a whole generational change until people can look upon mental health problems, mental illness, the same as we look upon physical illness. What we need to make sure we do is that we don't do anything that would increase stigma around this area.
The Australian College for Emergency Medicine mengatakan mereka percaya perawatan pasien juga perlu diperhatikan. Telah ditemukan setiap tahun, lebih dari 250 ribu orang warga Australia pergi ke rumah sakit bagian darurat untuk mendapatkan bantuan penyakit jiwa yang akut dan masalah kelakuan. Presiden dari college tersebut, Simon Judkins, mengatakan Departemen Darurat bukanlah tempat yang benar untuk meminta bantuan masalah penyakit jiwa.
The environment that patients are in, the emergency departments aren't set up to look after patients for a long period of time. We're there for emergencies. And we can make decisions on patients requiring admission very early in that stay in the ED. But unfortunately, moving from there to get their mental health assessment, in some cases, is taking incredibly long time.
Pasien harus menunggu waktu yang cukup panjang untuk dinilai, harus menjalani perawatan untuk jangka waktu panjang, dan akibatnya meninggalkan Departemen Darurat sebelum menerima perawatan secara tuntas. Dr. Judkins mengatakan hal itu justru membuat pasien penyakit jiwa bertambah sakit.
That sort of busy emergency department environment, and often mental health patients will choose to leave because being in that environment for 16, 18, you know, 24 hours increases their stress and anxiety, and they in frustration, I suppose, they leave the ED, and that's certainly not a good thing.
Yang lebih mengkhawatirkan lagi adalah jumlah penderita dari warga penduduk pribumi Australia. Australian College for Emergency Medicine menemukan jumlah itu sebesar 11% dari semua masalah kesehatan mental yang dilaporkan dari Departemen Darurat. Dr. Judkins mengatakan ada banyak masalah sehubungan dengan tingkat perawatan bagi warga pribumi Australia.
With Indigenous Indigenous patients and accessing healthcare. And we need to look at, particularly look at how we make our hospital system and our emergency departments culturally safe for Indigenous patients. So not only for, you know, mental health patients, but also Indigenous patients and Indigenous patients with mental health problems.
Dr. Jenkins dari Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists mengatakan sistem kesehatan Australia perlu dirombak untuk memberikan perawatan yang lebih baik bagi seluruh warga Australia.
You know, we're a nation of migrants and we need to be able to look after people in a culturally sensitive way, and we need to be able to look after the mental health of our own Indigenous populations and their needs and approaches and their engagement with healthcare in general and mental health care particularly, and may be very different or can be very different from the rest of the population.
Ia menambahkan sektor itu secara menyeluruh perlu pemugaran.
I think we need to listen more, we need to listen to consumers, we need to listen to people who have had mental health problems, people who've been in the public system or in the private system of mental health care, and listen more to what their experiences are and what would help, what helps and what not so helpful.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.